everybody, and welcome to the Wrap It Up podcast, where we talk everything rap and hip-hop music and culture. This ranges from anything from hip-hop news or just something that we have to get off our chest about, anything hip-hop or rap related or the culture of it. I am your host, Maverick Dakara, along with my other co-hosts, Jacob Kim and Daniel Zertucci. And since it's June 16th, and in light of Angie Thomas's recent novel, The Hate U Give, we decided to talk about Tupac today, since it's his birthday, and talk about his significance and how he relates to the novel, since we all just kind of read the novel, right, guys?
Right.
Yeah.
And, we just decided to explain how it relates to the novel. And, basically explain his significance to the world and a bit of insight into Tupac and how he was so influential. So, Jacob, why don't you give us a little biography of Tupac before we get into it, how he relates to the novel and how important he is and stuff like that. So just give us a little insight.
Tupac was born on June 16th, 1971, who became an American rapper and actor who came to embody the 1990s gangster rap aesthetic, and in death became an icon symbolizing noble struggle. He has sold 75 million albums to date, making him one of the top selling artists of all time. His murder has never been solved, and with his music career as a rebel with a cause and injustices endured by many African Americans, his skill in doing so made him a spokesperson not just for his own generation, but for subsequent ones to continue the face of the same struggle for equality. In life, his biggest battle was sometimes with himself, as fate drove him towards the rejection of principles of gangster rap and the arms of the controversial Death Row Records. Night. The boundaries between Tupac's art and his life became increasingly blurred with tragic consequences. An instance of consequence was when Tupac was found guilty for sexual assault against a woman, even though he was later found innocent, which is a stereotype many people have about African Americans, which is similar to Star, with how she struggles to get the message out that Khalil made no crime due to the stereotype people have about them, which in the end, a sensitive, precociously talented and troubled soul, Tupac was gunned down in Las Vegas, September 7th, 1996, and died 6 days later from the wounds.
All right, thank you, Jacob, for that, brief biography about him. So, totally agree with everything you said about Tupac and how it relates to the novel, and about Khalil and their conversation about Tupac. And now that we know a little bit more about him, what made him so historically great and unique to all the other rappers of the time is the question that I'm going to try to answer today. Well, the biggest reason he was so unique were his lyrical abilities and how all of his songs were like poetry, and they talked about what was really going on in the world. His takes on black injustice and certain events in his life were so raw and fascinating, and nobody was really rapping like that back during that time, during the 90s. And he was just so influential in that way. And his uniqueness even spread to today's generation, and it, as evident in the novel, The Hate U Give, when Maverick was talking to Star about the acronym THUG, and Star explained what she thought it meant, what she thought he meant by saying, or by the acronym THUG. And she said that people at the top are afraid of the people at the bottom, and they try to keep them from succeeding. All right, so now that we got into why he was so unique to the rap game, and what made him so special. We talked about his lyrical abilities and how he spread to Jay's generation. Now let's talk about who he influenced and how he was influential today Daniel, why don't you talk to us about that a little bit?
All right, so Tupac has been a major influence on the rap society since he first started rapping. Even now, many rappers such as J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar see him as their influence. Rather than rapping about women and drugs, Tupac was a very lyrical rapper and thought through his songs and told the story, just as Kendrick and J. Cole do today. For example, Kendrick Lamar, on one of his most successful albums, To Pimp a Butterfly, To Pimp a Caterpillar, it is an acronym spelling out Tupac. Furthermore, J. Cole, in his album, Born Sinner, went as far as comparing Tupac to Jesus. And he also stated, "I could hear Pac's early albums and feel the truth." In the book, The Hate U Give, there are many ways that the reader can tell that Angie Thomas received a lot of inspiration from Tupac. Firstly, the main character of the story is Star. On multiple occasions, Tupac had said that if he ever had a daughter, he would name her Star. And on the cover, Star is wearing a red bandana, which was Tupac's signature look. Furthermore, in the story, Big Mav's physical description is closely related to the way Tupac looked as well. Finally, Tupac wrote a poem called "The Rose That Grew from Concrete." It is a metaphor for young people who grow up in bad situations, but are still something to be in awe of. Angie attempted to make Star, Seven, and all of the other characters in The Hate U Give roses in their own way.
Yeah, and adding on to that, Tupac kind of created the thug look that we kind of see today with the red bandana, like Daniel was talking about. And I think that's still significant today because we kind of associate that look with Tupac, and we see some people still wearing that style today. All right, thanks, Daniel. I think we covered all the bases that we wanted to cover today. So just a little quick recap. We talked about a little bit of biography of his success as a rapper in the 90s, with Death Row Records, his controversial relationship with them, then his sexual assault charges, and eventual death in September 7th, 1996, gunned down by a mysterious person that we still don't know about. There's a lot of conspiracy around that. And then we talked about how he was unique, his lyrical abilities, and how that related to The Hate U Give with Stars and Maverick's conversation. Then Daniel talked about how he influenced certain people today, such as Kendrick Lamar and J. Cole, and their album content and the names of the albums. And also, one thing we didn't get to was when Jacob was giving a biography, Anyways, guys, that's going to do it for the Wrap It Up podcast today. Hope you guys enjoyed the episode. Thank you to my co-hosts, Daniel Zertucci and Jacob Kim, for their inputs on the topic and for their insight, their unique perspectives. And as always, we appreciate the support on the episodes. Please subscribe to our podcast feed on iTunes. And as always, we'll see you next time.